All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back, rolling it with Eternum. Let's go ahead and get started. We're in the gym. All right, Critton's gym. Man, there's a lot of fit, good-looking people here, and not a single person I recognize. I probably look so out of place right now. Hey there, handsome. Oh, Nancy, thank God. Man, I hate being the new guy at places. Don't you hate being the new guy at places? I was starting to feel a little insecure about all these beautiful people. What are you talking about? I think you're better looking than anyone else here. You're just saying that because you feel sorry for me. That's not true at all. I meant what I said. Yeah, that's just your maternal instinct. It's like when a mom says that her son is the most beautiful baby in the world. Even though it looks like E.T. I don't think that's it at all. So, this is the gym where you and Dahlia usually go, huh? It looks so modern. Yeah, they just opened a few years ago. The things I love most about this place are the personal training sessions and variety of activities available. There's something for everyone. I know I wouldn't be able to keep up with someone like Dahlia in the weight room, but luckily they've got other activities like yoga and kickboxing that are right up my alley. Are you kidding me? You kickbox? I didn't know that. Oh, there's a lot you don't know about me, Grim. Come on, let's head over to the front desk. We'll get you registered as a member so you can come whenever you want. Sounds good. Good morning, Millie. Whoa, 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 Mama Mia, the hottest mom in Cretan has arrived. Oh, you're just too much. How are you, cutie? All good, thanks. And you? Nah, you know, living the dream behind this desk, like always. It's Saturday, so you're here for your yoga session, right? Yeah, but I brought someone with me today. Oh, nice, finally got yourself a hot boyfriend like I told you, huh? Pack it up, gents, she's off the market. It's not that. Grim is staying with us for a year until he finishes school. He's part of the student exchange program. Well, I'm hoping I get accepted into Cretan's college for next year. If I can manage that, I'd love to stay here. Oh, trying to stay with us indefinitely, I see. Just until Dahlia realizes that I'm eating her peanut butter cookies. Oh, you're so dead. Well, 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 Grim. If you come to get stronger, shed those peanut butter cookie pounds, or become the best trapeze artist in North America, you've come to the right place. You can do it all here at Pump It. They've got so many dumbbells, locker rooms with good smells, a coach who gently yells, and plenty of fit bombshells. Don't believe me? Check out our membership count. This place sells. All for the low cost of $36 a month. That's like $1.16 a day. All right, you got me, I'm sold. Awesome, since you're signing up today, you can join any of the activities that we have scheduled for this beautiful Saturday morning. Yeah, I think I was gonna try out the yoga. First, let me introduce you to our personal trainers. All right, go ahead. We got four of them and they're all amazing. Are you looking for swimming lessons? Wanna step up your water polo game? Learn how to high dive directly from holy shit, what a name of a place that is. Yekaterinburg, I present to you Nikolai. As Nikolai always says, I can't do it. What? Want to learn self-defense? Brazilian jiu-jitsu? How to deliver a roundhouse kick to the face? Moon is your girl. As Moon always says, I have to go. See you Monday. Are you interested in... Wait, what? That's not a slogan, Moon. Come on, I told you to come up with a slogan. I know, I was just letting you know I was leaving. But you just got here. Someone called me. It's something important. Have you told the boss? No, but I'm sure he won't find out as long as you don't say anything. See you Monday, Millie. Forget about the combat classes, Grim. Where was I? Are you interested in cleansing your soul while also increasing your flexibility? Do you want to become one with the universe? Kai is your man. As Kai always says, it doesn't matter how deep into a pose you go. What does matter is who you are when you get there. Do you want to finally fill out the sleeves of that extra small t-shirt of yours and prove your endurance and stamina? Look no further than Chang. It's got "breed me" on the back of the shirt. What? As Chang always says, it doesn't matter how deep into a squat you go, what does matter is who you are when you get there. Hey, this motherfucker stole my slogan. What? I did not. Mine is totally different. Don't play dumb with me. How? When? Why? You know what? Forget it. I'm not even gonna ask. Yeah, I think I'll just be off to that yoga class with Nancy. Oh, awesome. You should have said something earlier. All right, I'll fill out your membership form. Hope you enjoy your time here at Pump It. Thank you. I'm gonna drop off my bag in the locker room. I'll meet you in the yoga room. It's on the second floor. All right, I'll see you there. I just need to talk to someone for a minute. Then I'll be right up. Come on, Shiro. You need to go faster. Don't stop now. Imagine there's a donut in front of you. Get that donut. Go, go, go. Yes, sensei. Chang? Huh? Grim. You truly have a gift for showing up at the most unexpected times. I should be the one telling you that. Personal trainer? Strength coach? What the hell? Yeah, well, I mainly came here hoping to see Machiella, and maybe get in shape too, you know. The receptionist told me they were looking to hire personal trainers, and I guess I got a bit carried away when she asked me about my fitness skills. She ended up offering me a job, and what do you know? Here I am. Huh. I don't know what to say, man. Congrats, I guess. Thanks, buddy. What the fuck is that shirt, though? Fits me just right, huh? I accidentally spilled Big Mac sauce on my shirt, so I needed to change. Ended up finding some fresh clothes in the employee break room. It says "breed me" on the back. Now, that would be hilarious. No, seriously, it says that. Wait. What? And it has a silhouette of a pregnant woman. What? Oh, shit. Do you think that's why the Sunny Sweaty Lovers Club said to join them when I get off shift? It's a possibility. Fuck, I gotta go. Thanks for the heads up, man. You're my savior. Anytime, bro. And I think you should keep this job. You'll make Michaela fall in love with you. I believe in you. Yeah, if you're going for the super ultra mega bodybuilder chicks, usually, fitness, that's something they enjoy. So if you do that too, you've got a better chance than just sitting at home eating Cheetos. Oh yeah, now that you mention it, I wanted to ask you something. Shoot, Michaela's birthday's next week. I thought of getting her something special, but I'm not quite sure what yet. Oh yeah, and by the way, for those of you that say, oh yeah, people that are into fitness and date bodybuilder fitness chicks don't play AVNs, I literally met the former husband of a very popular female bodybuilder in an AVN group. So, yeah, it's a thing. Do you have any idea? Please, my future family of 13 is in your hands. I'm not saying the name because, you know, I want to keep things private. Like the name of the girl, because you can look her up and you'd be like, really? That woman's ex-husband plays AVNs? Oh, yeah. He loves them, even at his age. He's obviously an older man now. Probably in his late 40s, early 50s. Maybe, I don't know, maybe pushing 50s. I'm not real sure how old she is. They met in the military. It's another thing. Flowers, a dumbbell, a ticket to a show, or nothing. She's obviously very passionate about fitness. You should get her something related to that hobby. Maybe get her a dumbbell or something similar. Trust me, she'll love it. Oh, you're the best, man. I owe you one. Thank you. Anytime. Alright, I think it's about time I changed out of this shirt. I'll text you later. Sure thing, take care. I hope I've given him good advice. Well, time will tell. Time for some yoga. And just in case we didn't... what do we have here? Or who do we have here? Oh, so this is yoga. It looks pretty intense. Mind if I join you in your little nap session? I'm just stretching out the hammies, silly. And you should do it too if you want to save yourself from some embarrassment later. I think I can handle a little bit of yoga. Grandmas do this stuff all the time, don't they? I admire your cockiness. Hold on to it while you can. You're about to be humbled very soon. What? Is this a competitive sport now? I thought yoga was about finding balance in one's mind, body, and soul. Life is always some sort of a competition, Grim. If not against others, then against yourself. But if this isn't enough for you, I can also kick your ass at kickboxing when we're done here. I'm sure you would. Maybe another day. I can't risk bruising this handsome face. Ah, smart. But seriously, all joking aside, you should really stretch out a little bit. She's not lying. It'll help with the elasticity of your muscles. And it will also help prevent injuries. Very important, guys. For those of you that don't know, my day job is lifting, like unloading trucks, lifting heavy freight. So you do have to stretch and all that. If you don't, you will feel it the next day or within the next few hours. It's a real thing, guys. You're not wrong there. Ah, looks like more people are starting to arrive. I guess not many people signed up today, so at least we'll have plenty of space to ourselves. Hopefully it'll only be 5 or 6 people. Hey, I know those guys. Oh, you've met Noah and Raul? You'll come to see that Kraton is a lot smaller than it looks, so I'm sure you'll cross paths with familiar faces all the time. Yeah, I know them from school. I didn't know they were teachers. How nice. Well, no, they're actually students. They share a couple classes with me and Dahlia. What? M'lady. Grim. Sup, man? Good to see ya. Hey, Raul, good morning. Well, regardless, they're both really nice. And they always seem to be together, like two peas in a pod. Yeah, they're the same way at school. I've never seen one without the other. I think our teacher is scared of them. Really? That's silly. They might look intimidating at first, but you just need to talk to them and you'll realize they're so sweet. I guess you could say that they're... Hey, girl! Gertrude. I was looking for you in the locker room, Nani. After I came out of your bathroom... Excuse me. After I came out of the bathroom, you disappeared. Where did you run off to? Hey there. Sorry, I had to refill my water bottle. Gotta stay hydrated, you know. This is my friend, Gertrude. Gertrude, this is... Am I finally getting to meet Dahlia? I always thought that Dahlia was a girl. What? I'm not Dahlia. My name is Grim. Fancy yourself a yoga session, huh, Dahlia? Did you know that your mother and I are known as the Forever Young Ladies at this gym? Like I said, I'm not Dahlia. Yeah, well, I'm honestly not sure if anyone really calls us that. If someone does, I don't think they were applying that nickname to Gertrude. Everyone does, all the time. I've even started to hear it at work and during our PTA meetings. Because, well, I don't like to brag, but I'll have you know I'm the president of Kraton School PTA. That's right, the PTA. I can't give her the satisfaction. PTA? Never heard of it. Is that like the Pakistan Telecommunication Authority or something? You know, maybe Nancy would also hear more compliments if she ever left her lab. Well, the most recent Ulysses contract has been keeping me very busy, you know. Ulysses? Eternum's parent company? I thought you worked in the research field. I do. They actually hired us to conduct a stem cell study a few weeks ago. I guess when you're the largest conglomerate on the planet, you become involved in many sectors. I heard they're also planning to get into the narcotics industry soon. Damn, technology, entertainment, banking, and now science too? These people have their hands in everything. But if you're wondering if I can get a free neural implant as a perk of the job, I can't. We're just one of hundreds of subcontracts they have. Taking a deep breath. Exhaling slowly. Welcome, my cherished students. Nothing brightens up my life more than seeing each of your dreamy faces. I don't know where life has taken you this week, but rest assured you've now arrived at the destination where you ultimately belong. Yoga with Kai. Let us take a minute to reflect on our previous journeys and then ready our minds for purification and prepare our bodies to be relieved from the stress of this cruel world. As soon as I walked into this room, I sensed new auras, and now I know why, as I see some new faces. Welcome, my children. I'm so pleased to see some familiar ones too, though. Good to see you again, Raul, Noah, Gertrude. Kissing her hand. And of course, my beautiful little dove, Nancy. Thanks, Kai. You're always so flattering. Flattering? No, my Nancy. I am only speaking my truth. And truth should never be told to someone who is not worthy of it. You, my dear, are always worthy. It's always such a pleasure whenever I see you in my class. When I was greeted by the warmth of this morning sun, it reminded me of the warmth that I feel around you. Shall we get to it then? No need to waste any more of this morning sun. Ah, hello, my boy. Welcome to your reawakening. I'm Mr. Kynan from Kynan Engineering, but no need for the formalities. You can call me Kai. For no matter what esteemed backgrounds we come from, when we are in this place, we are all equals. Kynan Engineering, but aren't you a yoga teacher? Well, isn't yoga another type of engineering after all? Engineering of the body, of the soul. No? Ah, a non-believer. Are you one of Nikolai's pupils? No, I came with Nancy. Oh, really? You two know each other. Well, I'm glad to meet you because I'm positive you're going to be seeing a lot more of me soon. What does that mean? Okay, my precious flowers, please take your places on your mats. We're about to elevate ourselves and break free of this week's chains. As always, remember to relax and let yourself be transported by the sound of the music and my sultry voice. First, exercise. Few minutes later. You're all doing marvelous. Remember, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then exhale very slowly as we transition onto our final pose. Perfect, Nancy. Your graceful movements are simply unmatched. Ugh. Your foot has to touch your back, Grim.
You think I don't know that? I'm fucking trying. I can't raise it any higher.
Connect with your foot. Feel the breeze between your toes. Channel your inner energy. You are only limiting yourself, Grim. Focus on your elasticity.
I wonder how elastic your neck is.
Well done, Raul. How the fuck is he doing that? All right, fantastic efforts, everyone. Our last movement will be an acro pose and must be done in pairs. So Raul should go with Noah, Grim with Gertrude, and oh, I guess that leaves me with you, Nancy. Of course. You were so impressive today, Nan. Have you been practicing a lot at home? They make a really lovely couple, don't you think, Dahlia? How many times do I have to tell you I'm not Dahlia? My name is Grim. And no, I think they'd make a horrible couple. I mean, obviously Kai would have asked me out if I wasn't already married, but since I'm happily taken, Nancy would be a very good fit for him. Nancy would never date a guy like that. Well, I'm not one to gossip, but she already told me that she likes him. And guess what else I hear? He's gonna ask her out on a date after class. What? That can't be true. Oh, it is. Just wait and watch. Ah, there's nothing like witnessing newfound love. She isn't interested in him, right? Oh, shit, but what if she is? Nancy could say yes, and they'll start dating, and then... No, I can't let that happen. Or can I? I mean, why am I so jealous in the first place? It's not like anything could happen between Nancy and I anyway. Maybe I should let it be. She deserves to be happy. Who am I to interfere with her personal life? Fuck that. I can't stand the thought of her being with that hippie. This guy isn't gonna put his fluffy hands on her. I need to figure out a way to wrap this class up already. Maybe the repeaters could help me. Hey, Raul, Noah.
Yes?
Have you seen the way this Kai is conducting his class? A little too handsy, don't you think?
I don't know, he's never touched me.
Well, maybe not you, but it seems like he's trying awfully hard to get close to Nancy. So, maybe you could, I don't know, distract him?
Distract?
Yeah, I know Nancy very well, and honestly, she's been in quite a heightened emotional state lately. I can't bear the thought of that guy taking advantage of her.
So you want us to get rid of him?
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds like you're gonna kill him or something.
Seriously, don't hurt him. I just think that I should be the one doing that last pose with her instead of him. Then I know she'll be safe.
Can you just distract him so he has to leave for a moment?
And what's in it for us?
I noticed you two missed class yesterday.
I can lend you my notes, all of them.
We're not really interested, but we can help you in exchange for money.
I don't really like to carry around cash.
Do you play Eternum? You can pay us with Eternals. They're harder to track.
Oh, I wasn't expecting you to be Eternumites, too.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll send you 5 Eternals. Go get yourself a beer. My treat.
50.
50? I'm a new player. I'm not very rich. You guys are just joking, right?
I guess not.
Boy, they're really giving me a lot of choices.
No way I'm paying you guys that. You know what? Forget it. Nancy is her own woman, she doesn't need to be protected, and she's more than capable of making her own decisions. This was a silly idea. I'll just see you guys around then. Have a good day, sir.
Hey, Nancy. Look, I'm really sorry, but I have to get going.
What?
Why? What happened?
Nothing, it's just that I should really grab a quick bite before meeting with my friend to work on a school project.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry, you probably got bored, huh?
I know that you must be used to participating in more fast-paced activities.
That's not true at all. Seriously, I love this club. I love the class.
It's just that I'm in a bit of a hurry and I don't want to be late.
Well, alright then. I guess I'll see you at home.
Take care, Grim.
Sure, bye, Nancy.
A few hours later. Alright, I think this is the place where I'm supposed to meet Alex.
I mean, Alexandra. Don't want to screw that up again.
Damn, there must be something in the water here in Kraton. These women are gorgeous. I need to convince Penelope to bring me with her to the next college party. That'd be one adventure that I definitely don't want to miss.
I wonder if Nancy agreed to go on a date with Kai.
Well, whatever she decided, I shouldn't think much about it. It's none of my business. I did what I thought was best. Besides, I have enough of my own stuff to worry about.
What the fuck? Watch the road, you oblivious pirate!
Sorry. Not a cloud in the sky since yesterday. Definitely a welcome change.
Grim!
Whoa!
Ah, my head.
Oops, sorry.
Nova, where the hell did you come from?
Where in the world does that girl get all her energy from? Do you always appear out of nowhere like that? You're like a face pimple on date night.
What are you doing here anyway?
I'm waiting for someone. What are you doing here?
I have some news for you.
News? Did you already forget?
You hired me to investigate your little mystery.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, technically, I didn't hire you.
Hire, recruit, ask a favor, call it what you want.
I prefer to think of us as a team. That's why I was hoping to have some way to reach you. That way we could...
Wait, how did you even find me?
It was purely a coincidence.
You're a terrible liar. You might have many talents, but lying is not one of them. You're bad at it. Tell me the truth. Well, I might have tapped into the GPS service on your phone.
What?
But I just did it to find you in case I needed to tell you something important. It's not even that accurate anyway. I find it's usually off by about 50 or 60 feet.
50 feet? I could easily throw a football that far.
Well, wait a minute. I thought you said you only hack people that interest you.
But we're getting off track here.
So guess what? I was able to hack into Credence Police Department's storage database.
Damn, really?
Hell yeah. That's badass. Totally illegal, but badass. What did you find out? Okay, this is where things get a little more serious. We should lower our voices.
Got it.
You were right. The police files regarding Benjamin's death were definitely modified.
I knew it.
The forensic report that was filed doesn't match the public information at all. He wasn't found dead in his garage. He died of an aneurysm while playing Eternum. His estimated time of death was right after you saw him playing the game. That leads me to believe that somehow, the Praetorian that excommunicated him in the game caused his death in the real world, too.
Exactly.
Have there been any other reports of real-world deaths while playing Eternum?
Not that I've seen.
And what about his family? Why aren't they going public with this information? There are a lot of organizations that are opposed to the way Eternum operates. A story like this would be headline news.
Ah, now comes the ugly part. I took a peek at the bank account of Benjamin's parents and saw that they received a transfer of $750,000
one day after Benjamin died.
What? Do you think that...
Ulysses paid for their silence.
I knew they were hiding something.
That means they could have totally done this before. Excommunicating people in the game and causing their deaths in real life, then bribing the families and the press for their silence.
Holy shit, this is all starting to sound like a conspiracy.
There's definitely a lot of merit to this one.
What do you suggest we do now?
I'll keep digging. I think our best source of information is within Eternum itself. We just need to talk to the right people. If we become high-level players or gain prestige by attaining a weapon of Atlas or a gem of Doom, we might get invited to one of those high-class dinners. If those dinners happen to be attended by some Ulysses big shots, I can try to download all their private information.
I shouldn't tell her about the gem we found in the Red Herring.
Not yet, at least.
Alright, that sounds like a solid plan to me.
Yep.
Okay, we probably shouldn't talk about this in public anymore. I'll give you my phone number in case you need to reach me.
Well, well, well. So you do have a cell phone. It's a burner phone, obviously. Secure line.
Good. Gotta make sure you're not losing your edge.
Well, I'm waiting.
Aren't you gonna say something?
Alright, alright. I gotta say, hacking both the police department and the bank account of Benjamin's parents?
All in just one day?
You're the real deal. And don't forget about those forensic files.
Yes, and the forensic files.
She seems so eager for praise. I guess that's to be expected. The necessity of anonymity in her activities means she can't really talk about her accomplishments with anybody. I don't know shit about hacking, but I know that stuff she did couldn't have been easy. I'm sincerely impressed.
Head pat?
Once again, I'm having to make another choice.
Nice job, Nova.
I really am impressed. You did things I thought were only possible in movies.
The way you hacked into that mainframe, firewalled those viruses, and IP'd those addresses.
You're such a good girl. You deserve a cookie and not the web browser kind.
Laying it on thick a little, are we? Hey, don't overdo it.
I'm not a damn puppy.
I thought you needed to be buttered up.
Well, thank you for the compliments, but I'm not a child.
You like the head pats, though. Admit it.
Oh, damn. Alexandra?
Wow, I didn't know you ride.
Yeah, well, we've only seen each other once before, so... It would have surprised me if you knew.
Yeah, fair point. Always so logical.
Who's your friend?
Nova, nice to meet you.
Alexandra. This bike looks so cool, I want to learn how to ride.
Yeah, it looks pretty badass.
I wasn't expecting Grim to be meeting up with a girl.
Are you two a couple?
Well, what?
He wishes.
Yeah, I wish he'd stop fangirling over me. It's exhausting.
Yeah, sure. Keep dreaming, dummy.
Sorry for asking. It's just that I thought he was waiting for Chang or Annie. I didn't know Grimm had more friends.
Nah, I wouldn't even say that. Our teacher was the one who paired us up.
Yeah, we have to do a project about...
Hold up a second. How the fuck do you know who Chang and Annie are?
Hmm?
Who? Chang and Annie, you just said their names.
Huh? What? No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Stop lying. I told you, you're terrible at it.
Oh, yeah, well, you mentioned them the other day, don't you remember?
That's not true. I meant to say I saw the three of you the other day when...
That's not true either!
Oh my god, you're a compulsive liar.
Did you hack me?
Oh god, you did hack me!
Oh shit, well, would you look at the time?
What did you see?
Gotta go!
Wait, call me if you find anything interesting.
Nova!
I think I like that girl.
Did you see that? She totally hacked me after I specifically asked her not to.
Got some juicy pics on your phone, Grimm?
No, of course not.
Embarrassing browser history, perhaps?
No.
Oh, shit. Then stop crying. Let's go, we're late. Get on.
On the bike, with you?
Are you scared?
Me?
Ha! Fearless is my middle name.
That's the spirit.
Alright, here we are. No need to be afraid anymore.
What are you talking about? I wasn't scared. I don't know about that. You were holding on to me awfully tight. I think I even heard you whimper.
You were going 60 down a residential street.
Relax, it's okay. I won't judge you for being freaked out.
Oh, screw you.
Holy shit, is that a Lambo?
Huh?
Yes, two actually. Damn, Alex's neighbors must be rich as fuck. I wonder if her family's well off, too. This is a pretty wealthy-looking neighborhood, so it's very possible. There are even security cameras all throughout this parking garage. I don't blame them. I'd want surveillance too if I owned cars like that.
Saying hello to the guards?
Sorry, I was lost in thought. It's just, I'm not used to seeing all this security. I'm the type of guy who will leave his bike padlocked to a tree, if you know what I mean. Those cars are awesome, though.
Meh, I'm not a car person. They just look like a waste of money to me, to be honest.
Do people actually like these gaudy things? I feel like most buy them only as a status symbol. They just want people to assume they're so successful. But hey, if it helps your fragile ego and you have a lot of cash to burn, knock yourself out.
Anyway, step back. I'm gonna park over there.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
I notice all these parking spots are numbered.
Does that mean A2 is your apartment?
Not really. These numbers don't mean shit.
Although the staff usually parks on the right side where there's open space.
Oh, I see. I guess it makes sense. Are your neighbors pretty friendly?
What neighbors? It's just my family that lives here.
Well, I guess only half of my family now.
Okay, let me just pause here for a second.
This entire garage is yours?
Of course!
And those supercars are yours as well?
Well, technically they're my father's. Those are the newest additions, though. I don't know why he even got them. He has dozens more just like them at our upper quarter house.
Holy shit, is your father Jeff Bezos or something?
Look, cut the shit. I've had enough people that have tried to milk a fake friendship with me. You aren't going to get anything out of this. My father's disowned me and my mother doesn't speak to me, so it's not like I even have much to give. So you can finish your little charade.
What charade? I don't have a fucking clue who your father is.
Are you serious?
I swear.
So you... You really are the daughter of Jeff Bezos. That's fucking prime.
My father is William Bardot.
William Bardot?
The largest shareholder of Ulysses and number 6 on the Forbes billionaire list?
Mm-hmm. You're Alexandra Bardot?
Duh. Axel is your brother?
My twin brother.
Oh my god, I need to sit down. This is... Holy shit, why didn't anyone tell me? Are you serious? You didn't know already?
I had no idea. Then why did you approach me the other day?
I don't know, I was just trying to be nice.
That's what normal people do, you know?
Well, whatever you knew about my family or not, you're still not getting anything out of this. Like I said, my family doesn't really give a shit about me.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. I'm not exactly on the best of terms with the Bardot family, either.
You already met Axel?
Yeah,
we've had quite a few encounters with each other. And let's just say, we don't quite get along.
Well, I think I respect you a little bit more now because of it. He's a fucking moron.
Thank God I'm not the only one who sees that.
Come on, let's go up and start this project before our clothes start to smell like exhaust fumes.
Lead the way.
Okay, well, make yourself comfortable.
Sure.
My mother isn't home, so don't worry about her.
You have a really nice place here, Alexandra.
Meh,
if it were up to me, I'd decorate it very differently. If you want, you can take off your shoes. Just leave them by the doorway.
Do you want something to drink?
Nah, I'm good. Thank you.
Are you expecting guests?
Because of the dining table?
Nah, it's always set like that.
Our housekeepers treat this place like a museum. Everything's always positioned perfectly, and there's never a speck of dust anywhere.
That sounds nice.
It makes me sick.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Come on, grab a seat on the couch.
This house looks awesome. Everything is so fancy and expensive.
All right, let's get started.
And then there's Alex.
She just seems so out of her element.
Looking at the clock, it's still early. My mother doesn't come back until dark, so we have plenty of time.
She clearly doesn't belong here.
So, just you and your mother live here?
I'm not giving you my life story. Let's just get this project over with already.
Come on, how can we work well together if we don't even know each other?
I prefer knowing nothing about you. Keeps things simple.
Well, you might feel that way, but I like knowing about who I'm working with.
I don't like talking about myself, and we're not even friends, so who gives a shit? We're just here to do a stupid project about social control. And besides, what the fuck do you want to know? My life is a snooze fest.
Come on, don't say that.
There's something about you that I find, I don't know, intriguing. Like that pink toenail polish, someone must be hiding a sweet side underneath that tough exterior.
I only used that color because I ran out of black.
Sure, sure.
You know what? You want to play that game?
Alright, I'll bite.
You can ask your questions or whatever. Pour your heart out for all I care. But every time you do, you gotta do an extra 25% of the project.
Deal?
Okay, sounds good to me.
What? You're supposed to say no.
Too bad, I agreed to your terms. Can't back out now.
Are you serious?
Completely.
You're a bigger dummy than I thought. Whatever. Less work I have to do.
Go ahead, then.
Okay.
So tell me, what do you do for fun?
Well, I love swimming. I swim every day. As soon as I'm in the water, it's like I forget about everything else. Stress, worries, problems, they all just fade away. It's where I really find peace. And I also like to play Eternum.
Oh, you're an Eternumite too?
Of course, who isn't nowadays? With my father being who he is, it'd be more weird if I wasn't. To be honest, I almost stopped playing a few years ago out of spite, but really, having a game where you can escape reality and live in a new one?
Yeah, I'll take it, thanks.
Same here.
I recently became an Eternumite myself. Maybe we can play together sometime.
I don't know. I've been very busy lately. Between school, swimming, and working at the cafe, I barely have any free time.
Wait, you said you work at a cafe?
But aren't you rich?
Ugh, I don't want any of my father's money. Fuck him and fuck his dirty money. He thinks he can use that to control me, but I'm not Axel. I haven't taken a single dollar from him since I was 16.
So the motorcycle, paid for with my money. And soon I'm gonna leave this place too once I have enough saved up. I can't stand being under his roof.
Damn, I don't know if I'd ever have the courage to do that.
That says a lot about you.
Are you religious?
Who, me?
Nah.
I just noticed your cross necklace and it had me wondering. Yeah, I assume so. My grandmother gave it to me for my birthday. She's very devout. But I'm not, and never was. Our family went to Mass a few times when I was a kid, but it just wasn't my thing. I don't know if there's life after death, but if that were the case, I doubt that simply attending church on Sundays determines whether a person deserves to go to heaven or hell. So the cross must have some sort of other significance to you, then? Significance? No, not at all. You're reaching with that one. I just wear it because it looks cool, plain and simple. Oh, okay. That's a valid reason, then. So, tell me about your family. Ah, I knew this one was coming. Well, the Bardo family. Where should I begin? My mother, Priscilla, has never had to lift a finger in her life. She married at 20 and got knocked up right away to have that easy, stay-at-home mom life. She wasn't even much of a mother because our nannies did all the work. She's never shown even the slightest care toward us. The only things I recall from my childhood are seeing her constantly coming home drunk and arguing with Father because of his repeated infidelity. Then, of course, there's my father, William Bardo himself. The patriarch, the big man, Mr. Moneybags. He only cares about money, power, and status. He's an egotistic manipulator at his core who wouldn't hesitate to crush whoever or whatever gets in his way. Last but certainly not least, there's my dear, sweet, darling of a brother, my beloved twin, Axel. He's like a clone of Father, simply a spoiled, rotten psychopath who believes our last name allows him to do whatever he wants without any consequence, which you seem to have noticed already. We're not exactly the picture-perfect Brady Bunch family, as you can tell. Damn, sorry to hear that, Alexandra. Probably doesn't mean much, but I can sort of understand where you're coming from. I never met my mother, and my father was always absent in my life. He was constantly too occupied with his work. I know what it's like to be alone. Heh, I just assumed you were one of those pampered city boys that's never known a hard day in his life. Thanks, but I'm not seeking anyone's sympathy. I learned to fend for myself long ago. I think I'm starting to understand why she's so guarded all the time. I know you don't enjoy compliments, but I really like your tattoos. How many do you have? Quite a lot. Some are a lot older than others. This was the first one I got. I remember my father getting so pissed off about it. So I went back to the tattoo parlor a week later and got this other one. And this one here is from my trip to Mexico 3 years ago. As much as I love my tattoos, I don't think I'm going to get any more. You have to know when to stop. You also have a few leg tattoos, right? I remember seeing them during swim class. Do you have tattoos in any other places? Nice try. This isn't a strip club. I'm not giving you a free show. I was just asking. What about you? Any tattoos? Not yet, but if I had any, I'd definitely show them to you. Even if you had one on, like, your ass? Especially if it was on my ass. But hey, I understand that you're more embarrassed about that kind of stuff. No worries, I just have a lot of confidence in my body. Huh, you think I'm ashamed of my body or something? Too scared to show off my other tattoos? I promise you, I'm not. I didn't say that. I just know that not everyone. Oh boy. Hot damn. That is one beautiful sight. There's this one on my left cheek, but it's kind of faded away with time. Uh-huh. Since I spend so much time swimming, the ink fades a bit faster due to all that chlorine, or salt if I'm in the ocean. Yeah, that makes sense. Did she get that ass just from swimming? It can happen. I think. Holy shit. Then I have these two over here. Oh my god, now I want to know how far down that one goes. Very nice. And finally, I have this one here on my left calf. Although it's pretty faded too, all that swimming isn't doing my ink any favors. Yeah, I suppose. And that's pretty much it. Hope you enjoyed the show. It was very informative. You have a really nice bunch of tattoos. Unfortunately for you, I don't have any tattoos on my chest. Maybe you would have gotten to see those too. Now that is a real tragedy. Maybe you should show me where you could get one. Nice try. I still don't get why you're so interested. I already told you earlier that my family disowned me. That's already more than you needed to know. You would have gotten more enjoyment from gargling Axel's balls. Look, I don't know if you've had a bad experience opening up to someone before, but I promise my curiosity is genuine. I don't give a shit about your family or how much money and influence they have. I didn't even know you were a Bardo until today. I only asked about you because I honestly think you're fascinating. I've been intrigued since the moment I first saw you. I like your style and enjoy your snark and wit. I just want to get to know the real Alexandra, and I'm not sorry for it. And are you blushing? What? Of course not. Yeah, I think you are. I'm not. I don't know, unless you just magically applied some makeup to your cheeks, I'm pretty sure I just witnessed some blushing. Maybe I am getting a little closer to Miss Alexandra's soft side. Shut the fuck up. I said I wasn't blushing. Okay, enough of this bullshit. We've wasted enough time already. You know, I asked 4 questions, so now I have to do 100% of the work. A deal is a deal. Shut up. I was kidding. Let's just get this over with. Ah, so there is a kind heart in there after all. I told you to shut up, and it's not even like that. I just don't want to get an F because of your shitty work. Fair enough. Have you come up with any ideas on what we could write about? Actually, yes. I like your idea of investigating a cult. Nice, that one interested me the most, too. Have you heard about a sect in the Netherlands that sacrifices humans to an ancient demon called the Caladia? They're doing this shit now, like in the 21st century. Is it a real fucking cult? I'm gonna have to go check that out. What the hell? How have I never heard of this? Tell me everything you know about it. Apparently they operate in... Yeah, it's a real thing. Children of Dutch family thought they were only people left on Earth. Wow. A few hours later. Okay, so this is where we're going to go ahead and end it. So I'm going to do one more. I don't usually do this, but, you know, since I've been gone for a couple of days, I'm going to go ahead and do Between Two Worlds, and then that's going to be it for tonight. All right, guys, so I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we'll be back with more Eternum.